Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. Dom Knight here. Today we have the third of our live performances at the Grapes of Mirth Festival this past weekend at the Seppeltsfield Vineyard in the Barossa. Charles and I spoke to Nazim Hussain and Merrick Watts.
Why don't we move on to Elon Musk took over Twitter yesterday?
Yes, he finally bought it.
Who thinks that's a great development for democracy?
I do. I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant.
I really do.
Like, I know everyone's looking at me like going, you know, what are you talking about? Like, Elon's pretty crazy. He does some weird gear. I'm all right with that. I do weird gear myself. Some stuff at home I don't want to talk about. But the fact of the matter is, like, how could Twitter be any worse?
Yes.
Here's the thing. You subscribe to it and then you complain about it. Don't subscribe to it. I've got Twitter. I don't go on it very often because I'll go in and have a look at it and I just go, peanuts, you're idiots. And then I get off and that's it. I don't use it as a platform anymore.
Do you tweet peanuts?
Yeah, that's what I do. Oh, yeah. I go on and I go, peanuts. And everyone goes, get fuck cashew nuts, mate. Cashews. And they go, this is what I'm talking about.
Some of us are allergic.
So insane.
You allergy phobe? I'm not. And then you spend 2 weeks, you know, being cancelled.
Defending yourself. Going,
oh, no, when I said peanuts, I didn't mean peanuts. Yeah. Like, oh,
bit of a masculine.
Oh, you hate anaphylactic peanuts. I don't hate anaphylactic peanuts.
Elon Musk does have a lot in common with my four-year-old daughter, right? They're both have poor impulse control. They try to get out of promises that they made. Like, Musk tried for months to get out of this deal. Mm. And they also both love the poo emoji most of all. So, did you see, he tweeted the poo emoji to the former CEO of Twitter. So, when he sacked him yesterday, it probably wasn't a surprise. You probably get the sense you're going out the door when that happens.
But yeah, did he actually tweet?
Yeah, a few months ago, he's trying to get out of the deal. One of his moves was to just tweet the poo emoji to the CEO of Twitter. There was this whole thing about how many fake accounts there were. He was trying to get out of it.
See, this is the thing about Elon Musk. I swear the reason why he's the richest man in the world is because he's actually not very funny, right? But he wants to be funny. Yeah. So, like, when he took over Twitter yesterday, he got a kitchen sink and he tweeted out, I've just taken over Twitter, let that sink in. Right? And you're going, that is a bad joke. That is not very funny, right? Yeah. And I just wish I was that unfunny because then I would have to overcompensate and become incredibly rich. And instead, I'm gifted with this curse of being incredibly funny.
It's a burden, Charles.
It's a burden. It is a burden. It's like a Prince Harry-style burden on my life, which means I don't need to go out and, you know, conquer the world.
Yeah. But for your sense of humour, you would own Twitter right now is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Yes. So he thinks the poo emoji, like,
But I just feel like, you know, Twitter was one of the early kind of, it was one of the really first active forms of social media. You know, you had Facebook, but, you know, that's really just for mum and dad now, right? And Facebook is now for people who like to take photos of people using an iPad. You know what I mean?
That's
at Facebook. It's my mum. Let's take a photo. I've got an iPad. Just use your phone, mum. But the thing is, like, for me, I reckon it's done. Like, Twitter is done. Like,
No, Mary, you're wrong. Twitter
is Mitsubishi Lancer, that thing. It really is.
No, Twitter is the town square. That's what it is. It's the town square.
It's the shout.
Which town?
Like, I don't know, a town full of Nazis and angry people. But it is the town square
where we just get drunk and fight each other.
Vegans punch on with Nazis. Yeah.
So the problem that Elon faces, though, because he was the richest man in the world, he then offered to buy Twitter and then as a result of that offer, he massively overoffered. It was like $60 billion. His Tesla stock all tanked because they went, oh, he's going to have to sell all his Tesla stock to pay for the thing. And then
are you saying Tesla crashed?
The Tesla crash. That's Elon Musk's standard comedy, don't. And the point is, he's no longer the richest man in the world.
Who's the richest man in the world?
Buying Twitter actually has ruined him.
Because what did it devalue the shares in Tesla?
Yeah, because everyone went, oh, he's going to have to sell like $60 billion worth of Tesla. The point is, Elon Musk has said he's going to sack 75% of the staff and it's got to start making money, right?
Yeah.
So how do you make Twitter make money? Advertising?
This feels like an actual Twitter board meeting right now.
Understand how it works. Like I'm just going. You ask me, I go. Is it still 240 characters?
This is the thing. I don't even understand how people. Like, how did the website twitter.com make money? Why did anyone buy it?
To be fair, they haven't figured that out either.
Yeah, they've never made money.
So I don't get anything about this conversation. Like, why did he buy? And why did he lose wealth because he bought a website that was about? If you buy a car for $20,000, your wealth is still the same because the car is valued at $20,000. Isn't that how? I don't know how money works.
But you're an economist.
I'm not. You're gaslighting me. Someone needs to 101 this shit. I don't know.
I got nothing. I think we should. Should we move on from Twitter, maybe? Because there is another website I really want to talk about.
YouPorn. Jump the gun. Did you say Pornhub, RedTube?
Pornhub.
I reckon they should turn Twitter into OnlyFans. Like, I think that is the way to do it. Because I follow Ross Gittins on Twitter, right, for free, right? But I would pay for exclusive access to his
TikToks.
To economist Ross Gittins.
Ross Gittins.
Right. But, hey.
Like you get to see. Didn't hear it? No, okay.
So OnlyFans, you make a lot of money to people just watching you do sexy things.
Did you
know there's a fetish of people that like seeing people's feet crush shit and they just request what they want you to crush? I would do, like, if no one saw my foot, you could just.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, feet porn. What about feeding McFeeters?
Let me read you this.
I'll give you $5 if you take off your shoes.
$5 is more.
Bring out the coin.
Cheers. I posted a photo of myself. My feet were bare. And basically, I had the foot fetish community come running because apparently my feet are like the hot chicks of the foot.
And did you get lots of likes?
I got heaps of messages. Here's a message from Mr. Sneak.
Mr. Sneak?
Mr. Sneak.
This is real.
So it's a photo I posted with my feet exposed. So here's an idea, Nazim. You wear socks and don't change them for a week. Get them really ripe and stinky. Wear your best sneakers and get them ripe and stinky. Then let me start by you sitting down with me on two knees, pulling the shoe off and taking deep inhales until I start sweating. You'll then put the socked foot in my face, making me force sniff the foot, followed by a full clean and service of your socks and your feet to clean, and I'll lick all the sweat off. How does that sound?
Okay.
Or you could just wear your sneakers and socks for a week and then sell them to me.
Okay, for starters, I was drunk when I sent it. And I only mean half of that.
The going rate for selling your sneakers that are worn to someone that wants them is $250. That's another idea for the economy.
Yeah, but your sneakers are worth $250 for some people. Like, some people lash out. Not mine, but, like, some people, like, lash out big time on runners.
But
$250.
This guy didn't give a shit about it's not about the sneaker, Merrick. It's about me wearing the sneaker.
It's about you.
It's about his, shall we say, Musk.
It's about my Musk.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So this is the plan. You go to sometimes they sell shoes at supermarkets.
Yep.
$5.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
You know,
it's Kmart.
Yeah, next
it's
to the hairpins.
Simple
and
arbitrage.
Yeah, those ones are going to guaranteed to get some sweat on.
Get some sweat on. Yeah, you wear them for a day. They don't know. Yeah,
they're made out of old tires.
Yeah, $7.95 postage and handling. Your expense is like under $15.
I'd do that.
$250 minus $15.
I would 100. There's a guy called Feedy McFeetface. And he's he's a foot fetishist, right? And he's really big in following comedians in Australia. And like most of us know about him, obviously Naz, because he's not sexy enough. But Feedy McFeetface.
I think Tom is a sneak there.
I think he just messaged Naz, actually.
Yeah, he'll be on here. But seriously, like this guy he comments on people's social media when he sees your feet and says, I think you got lovely feet and stuff like that. It makes these comments. And we've all talked about it before about how he does it. But it's like, yeah, cool. And like he'll send you messages saying, can you send me photos of your feet? And you just go, no, I can't. And then he just goes, oh, okay, cool. And you go, all right, well, that was weird, but, you know. But it was completely safe. Like, I don't mind that. Like, he's a foot fetishist, and he's asked me if he can have photos, and I've said no, and he's gone. He's respected that and said no. Having said that, if you're listening, I'll do it for money. when I said no, I didn't know that there was some sort of intrinsic value to it.
And on that, there's WikiFeet is a website where it's like Hot or Not, but it's for feet.
Yes.
This is a rabbit hole we've gone a long way down.
This is the thing. Twitter's run its course. Yes. Like it's
Feedy McFeedy.
Everyone's got feet.
Yes.
I'm just wondering who in the Australian comedy industry. Someone must have said yes, Merritt.
Well, you know what the Chaser does whenever we get Nazis on our website? Because occasionally we get swarmed by Nazis on Facebook and, like racists or whatever. And they start, like, if you publish something that's a bit controversial or something like that, they'll swarm you and take over your Facebook page with comments. And what we do is we always get the foot fetishists, which is a very large community, to go and post to all the Nazis their pictures of their feet. And it totally works. It's the stupidest thing, but it totally neutralizes the Nazis, and the Nazis go away because they keep on getting DM'd.
It just stamps out the racism.
But sort of appeals to the. What?
Did you say stamp out racism?
Stamps out the racism.
Oh, yeah, brother. That was sick.
I'm quite surprised that the Venn diagrams of foot fetishists to Nazis don't intersect quite a lot.
Wait, like, why does that work, and why did you come up with that idea? How do we combat?
Well, I think it was just we noticed that there was a lot of foot fetishists and we needed a community big enough to counteract the Nazis, who were also quite big.
They should have done this in World War II.
I know. People could have been saved.
Even World War One.
Imagine all the trench foot fetishists they had in World War One.
Imagine how sweaty all their feet would have
been. So you're saying in World War II, instead of dropping bombs, we could have just dropped pictures of lovely Nazim's feet.
Yeah.
This is great. I mean, imagine if on January the 6th, the mob had marched to the US Capitol and they'd just seen this row of beautiful feet.
Nancy Pelosi's
would have turned around.
Too soon.
Too soon. That's a brilliant idea. Well, have we just solved racism on the panel?
I think we have. Nazim, have we solved
it? I've heard of the school that tried to end racism. I haven't heard of the podcast that did end racism.
The feet that tried to end racism.
Edit that. I can think of no better note to finish this conversation on, I think, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's the podcast.
If you expected a random rambling conversation, thank you for coming.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.